Dr. N. March, thank you so much for agreeing to speak with us. I greatly appreciate it. This is a great, interesting discovery. Maybe you want to tell us some of the insight.
We've worked for some years at this site, which is an ancient quarry in Middle Egypt, about 300 kilometers south of Cairo. It's 20 kilometers from the Nile into the Eastern Desert, and it was the most prestigious source for, in ancient times, for the stone known as Egyptian alabaster, the milky white translucent stone, which was much beloved of Egyptian civilization. And what we've recovered in our excavations is the trace of the ramp that led out of the open cast quarry. And we've removed the debris and rubbish that was on top of the rock cut ramp. And at the bottom, we've actually found stone cut steps in two flights on either side of a central haulage way. We found cut post holes inside the steps, and from these we're able to reconstruct the now perished wooden elements that would have been inserted into them. And from that we can reconstruct a pulley system, begin to understand better how the Egyptians moved these large blocks of stone. Given that we can date this contraption to the reign of King Cheops, the builder of the Great Pyramid at Giza, one of the seven wonders of the world, it's a reasonable inference that if this technology was being used at our quarry in his lifetime, similar technology may have been being used in the construction of the Great Pyramid.
I understand that a pulley system and ramps have been used before. That's kind of well-known knowledge. What's different about this one?
It's earlier. I mean, the next evidence for this kind of pulley system isn't until the first millennium BC, and it's from the Greek world. This dates to the middle of the third millennium, so it's perhaps the best part of 2,000 years older.
And I also understand that this would allow workers to haul the blocks, massive stone blocks, up even a steeper gradient than what was previously thought.
That's right. The slope that we found is approximately 20% or 1 in 5, which is at least double the steepness that has been projected for Egyptian building slopes in previous reconstruction. And the reason that's important is because if you believe that the slopes were quite shallow, say 5% or 10%, then the actual size of a single ramp, if you used it to build the Great Pyramid, would be so enormous, the volume would be greater than the actual pyramid itself. However, if you have a much steeper ramp, 20% like this, then the volume of the ramp would be smaller and it would be much more feasible. It means we have to return to looking at this theory again.
I understand that these post holes were used to as a system of pulleys, and I understand that this was also a way to allow workers both to pull and push the stone up the ramp, making it much quicker than previously thought.
Well, they're all pulling. What happens with the pulley system, there's not much space on a ramp. It's physically quite cramped. So how do you get enough people all pulling on one block at the same time? And the answer is, you have some people higher up the ramp, above the block, pulling directly. But you also have people below the block pulling in the opposite direction. But the ropes they're pulling on are lashed around these wooden posts so that although they're pulling downwards, the force that's exerted on the block is upwards like all the other men. And so you can actually increase the amount of force you can exert, and hence you can move the stones more quickly.
I'm tempted to ask this. Is this the secret to unlocking the mystery of how the pyramids were constructed?
I think it's an important part of the puzzle, put it that way.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Dr. N. March, for your insights. I greatly appreciate it.